This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 235 for Friday, January 21st. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange are lower on Friday amid mixed signals from comparable oils. The March canola contract steps back $5.60 at $1,016.40 per ton. The May contract loses $2.20 at $1,003 per ton. Chicago soybeans are steady to lower, and soy meal is down while soy oil is up. There are losses in the front months of European rapeseed and gains in its deferred positions. Malaysian palm oil is also higher. Global crude oil prices are pulling back, putting pressure on edible oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending January 16th jump more than 129% at just over 340,000 tons. Canola exports fall 38.5% at 75,200 tons, and domestic usage drops 41.4% at nearly 118,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Friday morning, with the loonie at 79.78 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 80.17. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales this morning. One is for 132,000 tons of soybeans to China, and the other is for around 248,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. The USDA issued its weekly export sales report, and for the week ending January 13th, old crop wheat sales are up 44% at about 381,000 tons. There are 72,000 tons in new crop wheat sales. Old crop corn export sales of 1.09 million tons are higher than last week. New crop sales are about 105,000 tons. Soybean export sales tally 671,000 tons of old crop, down 9% on the week. New crop sales amount to 528,000 tons. Soy meal export sales include 315,000 tons of old crop and close to 202,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales come in at 30,700 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The March contract is down 4 cents at $14.22 per bushel. March soy oil gains more than 8-tenths of a cent at 63.69 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal drops back $5.90 at $3.94.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher this morning. The March contract gains 6 cents at $6.17 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the March contract falling 23 cents at $6.18. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to higher, as Chicago March is unchanged at $7.90. Kansas City March gained 6 cents at $8.03. And Minneapolis March is up 1.5 cents at $9.46. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 21st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.